With continuing coverage of Iowa High School athletics here on KNIA KRLS, we're talking to Levi Skelhaus, point guard for the Public Christian basketball team. And Levi, how does it feel knowing that your senior year is going to continue to go here for basketball after this thrilling 69-62 win against Roland Story?
It feels awesome. It feels like a dream come true. But, you know, the work isn't done. We got to go to practice tomorrow and get ready for Central Line. But it's great to be at the Well. It's great to play there with our teammates, with my teammates. And, yeah, it's just a great experience to do something with a team that, you know, puts effort in day in, day out.
Absolutely. And, you know, Eric Mulder, a big key there. You guys are both seniors here, having an 18-point, 20-rebound performance. When you got somebody on the back end like that who, you know, he affects shots but also affects the rebounding game in a way like that, where he can pull down 20 rebounds in a game of this magnitude where, you know, it seemed like every rebound was important. How valuable is that for you as a guard who's out top a lot of the times to have somebody like that behind you?
Yeah, on the defensive end, you know, he's kind of going up for – he's blocking shots. But also, if they get it over him, which is kind of a miracle, but he grabs it. He grabs the board after that. It's just amazing to see that. And then he can – once he gets the board, he can pass it up to Tyson. He can pass it up to me. He can pass it up to Jaden. And then that transition game, it's what we want to play, is that transition game. And it all starts with Eric getting a board, and it's awesome to see. It's great to be his teammate.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun like that, but, you know, not only do you have somebody like Eric Mulder, you have someone like yourself who can close out a game, you know. 11 of 12 at the free throw line tonight, and I know I heard you mention before we got in here that you were a little bit disappointed that you missed the one, which, you know, in hindsight, you know, you would like the one, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you did enough to ice the game away there. What is that feeling like, knowing that your team puts the ball in your hands in that situation and trusts you to go to the line when the game is on the line to shoot those free throws to close out a team?
Yeah, I'm extremely grateful for my coaches and my teammates that put me in those opportunities. I mean, I can't do any of that without them, and they're just amazing in practice. Like I said, they put in effort day in, day out, and for them to pass me the ball, for me to pass it to them, and we put trust in each other. It's great, and it pays off. It really does.
Yeah, and, you know, I think I heard you say you've worked on that for years and trying to just perfect your craft on that. You know, how big is that preparation from the years and years of practice come in a moment like this when, you know, your high school career is potentially ending on how you shoot free throws? How big is that preparation?
It's great. Like I said, you know, I've been practicing with my dad, and I'm truly grateful for him, and yeah, just practicing it with him in the grade school gym since I was a little kid, and practicing with my teammates. And we always try to get in an environment where it's loud, and, you know, you're in an environment such as the Well where you're yelling at each other, you know, and it's tough to make those shots, but you got to prepare for them. So.
Absolutely, and, you know, tonight was a great test. Obviously, they did a lot of things really well, and they were, you know, a pretty athletic team. How did your guys' preparation for that really help you in this game? And, you know, what were some of those difficulties, you know, trying to slow them down a little bit? Because they were obviously an athletic team just like you guys are.
Yeah, they were athletic, and they could hit the three ball pretty well, especially early on. Number 10 was really knocking down those threes, and we had to stay calm, stay focused. Yeah, and even at the end there, we all got to stay calm and stay focused, and that's how you close out a game as a team.
Absolutely, and now you guys go on and take on the top seed Central Lion, who, you know, is probably the favorite to win the title. And, you know, I feel like you guys think you're a favorite to win the title, and, you know, that four seed puts you in a spot where you have to go up against the team that is widely considered the favorite. How do you guys go about, A, preparing for that game against them and trying to pull off that upset after preparing for that?
Kind of like you said, we got to prepare. We got to practice. We come in tomorrow at 3:30. In the gym, and we got to be ready to practice, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely, and, you know, they're a team that's big and physical, and, you know, you guys are a team that is big but not necessarily quite as physical. You guys play more of the finesse and the speed game. How do you guys go about, you know, mentally preparing yourselves for a game that could potentially be a lot more physical than, you know, you're maybe used to?
Yeah, we got to stay focused, especially on this court, you know, with all the loud noises. So we got to stay focused, and we got to stay focused in practice as well. And, yeah, practicing in those situations where we play our game. We have to learn to play our game and try to run it ourselves, you know, as a team.
Absolutely. Levi, thanks for the time. We look forward to seeing what you guys bring on Thursday against Central Lyon. We hope that your game gets to go a couple. You get a couple more games to your season here in your high school career, and we get to see you playing for a state championship here. But obviously, we got to make it through Central Lyon first, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens on Thursday in that game. So thanks, Levi, for the time, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens against Central Lyon.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Levi Skelhaas here of the Pella Christian Eagles, a senior point guard on KNIA KRLS.